Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae is returning record amounts of money to Mississippians, whether it's through the College and Career Savings Program or the millions in unclaimed money awaiting your claim. Treasurer David McRae says get your application and claims today. Treasury.ms.gov.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Good morning. Welcome to the Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick, and I'm going to be here until 12 o'clock, making sounds that are meant to make your home more comfortable. And we're going to talk a lot about that. Plus, any questions you may have, you can call us at 888-808-8637. It's our Super Talk call-in line. Or you can text us, and we'd love to get your text as well. 601-879-4395 is our C Spire text line. Want to hear from you and find out what's going on in your life. Coming up a little later in this hour, Brent Bean is going to be with us. He's the president of Build Mississippi, and we'll talk about what Build Mississippi is all about. So stay tuned for that. It should be a lot of fun. We'll have a real good time doing it. Well, this past week, I had to take a trip to Florida, which wasn't really a vacation because you think, you know, that's where you go for vacation. Well, I have a daughter that lives down there, and I had to go in just be supportive because it was an operation on her daughter in the hospital. So it was a quick trip. And, of course, I took my little car. I love just driving a little car by itself. But I could not believe this happened. Coming back right around Pensacola, traffic was medium, if you will, right slap dab in the middle of the interstate that is 70 miles an hour as I'm going. Of course, I'm going 75. There is an extension ladder in the middle of the road, right dead slap in front of me. And on the side of the road is a contractor going to pick it up. And it just made me think, how many times have I talked about tying a ladder down on a vehicle if you're going to haul it? You may think that it's secure. Believe me, it should be tied down with either a rope or a nylon tie-on. Bungee cords, they work for a while, but when they break, there goes your ladder. And first off, you don't want to ruin your ladder. And second off, you could actually, if my car had hit that ladder, it'd do an amazing amount of damage. So tie the ladders down, folks. I don't care what kind it is. And I have seen a lot of contractors following them around, just as I do around town here in central Mississippi. I see a lot of ladders tied down. And there are probably more ladders tied down by the pros that actually do this for a living than there would be for somebody who's just kind of hauling a ladder thinking, oh, it'll stay. But this deal in Florida was a pro, and he shouldn't have lost his ladder. I didn't stop and lecture him. I don't think that would have done any good. Probably would have caused me a whole bunch of trouble. And I'm fortunate that I don't suffer road rage at all. All right, let me take a minute to tell you about Atlas Foundation. And why do I want to talk about Tony Arpino and Atlas Foundation right away this morning? Well, because basically they're doing a job on Ridgewood Road here in Jackson, and it's an amazing amount of work. And he's actually repairing a failed repair that was done years ago that actually did not hold up because it was done with cement blocks. And, you know, they just tried to put more stuff under there and to lift it up. And didn't take into account that the ground underneath that may actually sink some, which it did. And, of course, they had the same foundation problem that they had originally. So Tony Arpino is there, and he uses a system which won't let that happen. In other words, his fix is a fix that goes all the way down to solid surface, like bridge depth, you know, surface that is really hard. Just the way they build bridges over interstates, they go down far enough where there's the dirt really doesn't affect what's going to happen. It does change. Yes, it's soft in some areas and it's hard in some areas. I was talking to Tony about that, and one of the things that really shocked him a little bit, he said, near the area of foundation work that he was doing, the soil around that whole area was relatively soft. And then not just, but a few feet away, the soil was like almost to the degree of cement. It was so hard. And he said, it's incredible the amount of different type soils that we have here. So Atlas Foundation, 800-256-1010. Go out there and see him on Ridgewood Road or call him and talk to him about it. And if you want to see his work, he'll be happy to step over there and show you what's going on Ridgewood Road. It's great, great shot. Atlas Foundation, great company, 800-256-1010. They take care of business, and they can get things done correctly. Tony, being a physical engineer, helps a great deal. He can do a good job and just making it the way it should be. And that's what you found, that's the way you want your foundation to be. All right. I've heard a lot of people in the past week. I heard two people in the past week that said, I don't understand, my drain is not getting cleaned out. I'm using the vinegar down it just as you said. And I said to them, are you using baking soda first? So they said, what? Well, in order to clean a drain out, you've got to first just douse it with a whole bunch of baking soda, and then you pour vinegar down it. And the vinegar bubbles and boils and does all sorts of great things that actually will keep your drain clean. And it's sometimes it will clean the stop drain, but most times it's a maintenance type situation. It's the kind of thing that you want to do on a regular basis, like maybe monthly, down every drain that you have. And with that vinegar and baking soda combination going down your drain, it will do so much to help your drain work the way it should work. Actually drain. That's what we want it for. So just anytime that you're going to use a drain cleaner, that's the kind to use. The baking soda and vinegar works very well. And vinegar works for so many different things. And we talk about vinegar, we talk about white vinegar. White vinegar is probably the more important of them all. White vinegar is the kind that shows all sorts of things that the other products won't clean. White vinegar does a great job in cleaning stuff out. So that's what we're talking about, is that white vinegar. And that's sold generally in the cleaning section of a store rather than in a food section. And that's where you can find it. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. I want to talk a little bit about power drills. And I think we talked about this last week. I'm not sure that we did, but I do want to talk about it at any rate. A power screwdriver or a power drill, particularly like has many different type bits and heads for it. And a lot of people, like when they're using Phillips screws, well, they need to understand that Phillips screw heads come in different diameters. 1, 2, and 3 are the sizes of the Phillips screw head, but there are bits, the number 1 bit, a number 2 bit, and a number 3 bit. And if you use the wrong bit on your screw, it's really easy to strip the head. And you really don't want to do that. Or if your bit is actually a soft material, it's pretty easy to actually damage it as well. So make sure that you use a number 2 bit on a number 2 screw, a number 1 bit on a number 1 screw, and a number 3 bit on a number 3 screw. And just make sure that it fits really snug in there. And then the other thing that's very important, and I know I've said this a bunch of times, anytime that you have an opportunity to pre-drill, do so before you put the screw in there. And then when you start with a power screwdriver or your drill, Start slowly. Start the RPMs going really slow into the hole. And as it gets deeper and deeper, you may increase the power. But that's basically how you'd use a drill, drilling a hole in wood or drilling a screw into that wood, whichever it would be more beneficial to you. That's the way to do it. So, okay, Lance, you're seeing, looks like Lance getting texts. So.
I'm getting everything set up, ready to go, and getting stuff. You know, it's always fun to get information to share, pictures to share. We got Brent Bean coming in.
Yeah, we should.
Always love having Brent because it's they're always doing something remarkable. They're always educating and training and getting people out into the jobs that the state needs filled. And I'm looking forward to that segment. Especially after the rebranding, too. Build Mississippi now.
Build Mississippi. It's a
very good brand, I think. That's very,
I think it is, too. It's just very recognizable, and a lot of people look at it and say, I want to be a part of that. And he's going to tell us a lot this morning about being a part. He was supposed to be on, I think, 2 weeks ago, but he had a family situation in the morning of the show. He actually called in and said, oh, gosh, I've got to be out. Don't worry about it. Be on when you can. But a great job. Build Mississippi. Brent Bean, president, going to be with us here very shortly, and we'll talk a lot about what Build Mississippi is all about. Because, folks, this is a great state. And if you don't believe in this great state, go somewhere else for a while and see some of the things they have to deal with in some of those other states. Whew. Fortunately, it's nice around here. I like it. Matter of fact, I was talking with my daughter from Florida, and I said, I just like my house. I like where I live. I said, I'm not going anywhere. I like it a lot. This is a great area to be in. So really enjoy your home as much as you can. It's a great place. All right. Talk a little bit about decks, because we always do. A lot of decks almost every year need some sort of water seal on them. And we're talking about a wooden deck, one that's pressure-treated and or yellow wood. They are both good products. However, the yellow wood is going to be easier to take care of, to stain, paint, and clean, and it's less apt to warp than just regular pressure-treated, because pressure-treated is really wet. And when it's put down, it's wet. And as it dries, that's when your curving and curling and bending and warping can come into play. Whereas using a synthetic decking, you don't run into that. You won't have that problem. There is some synthetic decking that actually can be stained a different color, or you can buy it stained of that color. Most synthetic decking, you buy that particular color, and that color holds up really well. Now, having said that, I do have to say that any synthetic deck board is very expensive. And that's why in this market, you'll find more pressure treated than you will anywhere else, because people just really like the look of the natural wood. And it really will hold up pretty well if you put water seal on it regularly. Now, an exception maybe to that rule is if you use a solid surface, a stain that acts a little bit like paint. It really seals the surface. And now all you need to do is just make sure that there are no breaks or seams in that surface and sand them and retouch them up if you have to. But basically, keep your deck in good shape, because sooner or later, if you let it go, it's going to just get gray and rusty and crack and start losing its strength, and it won't be the deck that you want it to be, because we all want our decks to be what they can be. It's kind of like our outdoor kitchen, if you will, and for some folks, it actually is their outdoor kitchen. I think decks need to be taken care of. They're easy to clean. Pressure washers do a great job on them. But before you use a pressure washer on it, it should be pre-treated with like a deck cleaner. You can just brush it on or spray it on or however you want to get it on. Use a garden sprayer to get it on. And then let it set for a while. What it does is it kills the mildew spores and gets into the mildew spores. And then when you pressure treat it, it comes out very clean. Because most pressure treated treaters or the instrument itself is not meant to have bleach put in it. Bleach is very, it's not good for pressure washers at all. So it's a good idea to use like a deck cleaner of some sort that has some bleach in it or mold killing in it, surface in it. And then, hey, next thing you know, it's as good as it should be. Because you sure do want your deck to be good, that's for sure. And with the weather that we've been through this year, I know we went for a long time with real dry spells, and a lot of the fasteners on our deck are just like popping up maybe an eighth of an inch or a quarter of an inch. Well, they need to be reset, folks, because they're just going to be in the way. Matter of fact, I have some fasteners on my deck that are up so high, maybe a eighth of an inch, that the dogs actually, their chain, their leash catches on it, and they get stuck. So any way you can put that deck down and secure it to the surface, you need to do just that. You need to do just that. All right. Another item I thought that was important that we should talk about a little bit is a pumice stick. And that came into my view this week where people said, do those pumice sticks really work? Well, a pumice stick is one of those, it's pumice on the end of a stick, and it's made for removing ring around the toilets, and it works extremely well. It does take some elbow grease to get in there with a pumice stick and remove the ring around the commode and the dirt above that ring. It does an excellent job in doing that, and it won't scratch porcelain at all. Pumice sticks are great, and I think more people should get one. You can get them at big box home centers. You can even get them at grocery stores. And they are called pumice. I think that's P-U-M-U-S, pumice sticks. And
P-U-M-I-C-E, maybe? I'm not – I know, because my feet, as an athlete, I'd have to get like a pumice stone to smooth them out.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing, I believe. It's
spell
volcanic.
It. Spell it.
Let me see if I can find let me see if I can do it without looking. P-U-M-I-C-E or I-S-E, but I'll find out real quick.
All right, good, yeah. It's
P-U-M-I-C-E.
Okay.
Stone, yeah. And that's what you're talking about. Because, man, I'm going to tell you, when you have feet like mine, you needed that stuff, boy. It was like sandpaper.
In other words, you wouldn't really need a pumice stick to clean your commode. You could do it with your feet.
I could have done it with my feet. Yeah, just stick them right in there. I'm good to go,
bro. So that's what's what your feet smell.
Oh, yeah, of course. They smell fresh all the time. And they're blue.
Another thing about, I'm glad you mentioned blue. A lot of people want to make the color of their toilet bowl fresh and clean. Well, put that commode cleaning in the bowl. Don't put it in the water thing. Good reason for that. All right, this is the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. We're right back on Super Talk.
Super Talk Mississippi, your new home for the Ben Shapiro Show.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to the Ben Shapiro Show.
Weeknights at 9, right here. Super Talk Mississippi.
For over 100 years, Mississippi Land Bank has been one of the premier lenders for land in the northern 32 counties of Mississippi. For more info, visit mslandbank.com.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Mississippi Rock.
When they play their music, that hard rock music, they thank it with a lot of flash. But it's still that same old backbeat rhythm that really, really gets them in the. They say the hard rock and roll is the beat. And from what I've seen, I believe them. Now
Who says you can't have a good time on a Saturday morning? Come on. Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Build Mississippi Studios. My guest, happy to have Brent Bean with us. He's the president of Build Mississippi. And great name, Build Mississippi. Really tells a plethora of words and expressions, Build Mississippi. And that's a change for you guys.
It is. I loved hearing y'all say it on the radio.
Yeah.
But we're really excited. Everybody knows us as MCEF, the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation, and that's been a strong name for a long time. But we recently, with the board of directors and staff, have been discussing, you know, we want to really get our message out to the state, to the students, to the parents, to the grandparents, you know, what we've always done.
Right.
And, you know, we hired a marketing firm to help us do that. And through a lot of research, you know, it was presented to us, what about rebranding to Build Mississippi? And as soon as they presented that, everybody's like, man, that's it. That's so simple, but it's so strong and effective. It says exactly what we want to do, what we're here for, and that is to literally build Mississippi.
Right.
And we do that by building up the students that are going to be the future builders of the construction industry, both in the high schools, the community colleges, and even the adults, apprentices, and other adult continuing education classes. We are trying to build them to be better employees, future employers, that are going to be literally building our state and making it bigger and better.
Bigger and better. I imagine when the marketing company suggested a change from Mississippi Construction Education Foundation, at first your heart would sink because you'd go, what? And then they come up with this ingenious little tasteful statement that says more and says everything. That's amazing. It's kind of like, I really believe that the best musician is a tasteful musician. And that says the same thing. Build Mississippi is so tasteful and so easy.
Yeah, it's so easy, and it resonates. You know, I was telling you and Lance earlier that when we did our big skills competition
right.
a couple of weeks ago for all of, you know, for the high school students that were down there, we had over 200 down there at the Trademark.
Wow.
And we had instructors coming up to us and the students as well saying, man, we love the new brand.
Yeah.
Our students, they get it.
Right.
As soon as they came in and they saw the Build Mississippi and they heard Build Mississippi, it resonated. They knew who we were and what we're trying to do. It just makes sense, and it hits people instantly. You know, when you say, hey, I'm MCEF, like, well, what is MCEF?
Yeah.
Well, we're the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation, which told our story, but, you know, as soon as I say Build Mississippi, I'm not explaining anything.
There's no story that has to be told because it's all there.
What we're trying to do.
Yeah, it really, really hits home.
You know, with this logo, too, you can envision as it continues to settle in, you'll start having, like, interaction. You know, you have, like, hammers hammering on it. And, you know, I mean, but it says everything you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it encapsulates the mission.
It does.
And not that the other name didn't, but this puts it all right there.
Right
new
there.
Words,
print.
Real strong. I love it, man. Yeah. I was very impressed when it came out, and it just stands out, too.
It does.
We got a marketing firm that, if they're listening right now, they're really smiling. So.
Well, yeah, we earned every bit of it. We should have asked for more.
They are happy to hear that, but we are. We're very pleased. We've received tons of good feedback from across the state. You know, on the social media, the website, I definitely want to make sure that people realize the new website is buildmississippi.com. And, you know, not only have we rebranded the name, but we've reworked the website.
Yes.
The website, you know, we did have a lot of good information on our old website, but this new one, when you get on there, there is so much information for
yes.
people,
yes.
and we've got it broken down. If you're a student and you're interested in construction, or what could a career be for me in this? What are my right. options? Or, hey, do I want to go to a community college to get a little bit more education before I enter the workforce? Or do I want to get into apprenticeship? What is apprenticeship? all of that information is right there on our new website,
sure.
And it's spelled out so easily for not just the students, but there's tabs for parents. If you're a mom or a dad and you're out there and you're wondering, you know, my kid's, you know, a junior in high school and, you know, they're about to enroll their senior year.
Sure.
You know, and you're starting to plan ahead. What are they going to do? What are we doing? You know, the cost of college is outrageous right now. You know, what are other options? And all of that information is on our website now, where you can hop on there and just browse around and see tons of information. We've done a lot of research and gathered a lot of data from our state and across the country, and putting that right there at your fingertips on our new website, so that any questions you might have, you can pretty much find the answers to it right there on our website. And then always, you know, reach out to us directly. But definitely want to direct people to hop on that website and can really soak in the information and the resources that are on there that tells our story, but also gives you the information, you know, as you're planning to create your own story moving forward.
Sure. It's like it's really a chance to take Mississippians and let them stay in this state and grow and realize they can do that. And I think there's a train of thought out there that think that a lot of people think they have to leave the state and go to some bigger market or some bigger area to get to really be successful in their particular endeavor, whatever it may be. You know, working with your hands certainly is something that's so important in this state, and we need it so bad. But Build Mississippi kind of makes that. Makes people realize the world ain't flat. If you go off in Mississippi, you fall off the edge. Well, that doesn't happen. You stay here in the state, and it's wonderful. I mean, because you have the ability to get people who are untrained and unskilled, but have a very good attitude and want to learn how to do something, to really make them a very valuable asset in the state.
Absolutely. And, you know, you hit the nail right on the head, pun intended, you know, with Build Mississippi. But we try to get the message across to not just the young people, but to the parents, the guardians,
sure.
You know, those that have a little input on what the future is going to look like for these young people, and get them to see and understand, hey, you don't have to leave your home state to have a great living, a great career, and just an all-around happy life.
Right.
All of that can be afforded to you right here in Mississippi, and there's a great opportunity for you to achieve that by going into the construction industry.
Absolutely.
We really are, you know, fighting that perception that, hey, this is a dead-end job, that you're going to be digging ditches with a shovel and dirty, and you're going to have a broke back by the time you're 40 years old. You know, I don't want to fool people that, yeah, there is hard work involved in this.
Oh, sure.
But there's also the opportunity, like not many other career paths, where you put in the hard work, but you also put in the education and the time to learn that you can move up very quickly. And, you know, we always brag about Paul LaValle, that, you know, I know you guys know.
Sure.
That's an individual that went through an apprenticeship program and, you know, grew, started doing his own work. And, you know, now that's a guy that's in his low 30s that has a very successful electrical company right here in Clinton, Mississippi. He's got, you know, a dozen guys that work for him. He's got half a dozen trucks. And, you know, that's just one of many examples of someone that has utilized the construction industry to really build a very successful life, something that he enjoys doing. And that's what we try to tell people. If you enjoy working with your hands and solving problems and building things and putting things together, fixing things, you can make a living doing that. And
sure, you can make a lawyer rate living doing that. I mean, you welding, plumbing, all that. You're making great money, especially as you get good at it, like LaPaul. I mean, the better you are, the more you're going to make, the more high demand your profession is.
Yeah, you're so right. I was just talking to a friend of mine yesterday. It's an older gentleman that started out welding for years and went into pipe fitting. He's a retired pipe fitter, but he was telling me a story that he just got finished talking to, you know, a younger guy that he knows that was following in his footsteps. And this guy is in his 20s. He's making $40 an hour.
Wow.
He's typically working, you know, 50 to 60 hours a week. So when you talk about getting over 40 hours,
wow,
now he's into overtime. So now he's getting paid about $60 an hour for everything over 40. He's getting $100 per day per diem. I mean, this is a young man that is just raking in cash.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's what we try to tell some of these young people, hey, get it while you're young and you can make a lot of money. We try to also incorporate, you know, some life lessons as well. Don't just make it all and spend
there
it all,
go.
But you can make a lot of money, you know, save this money. You're getting tons of on-the-job training along the way so that you're building a nest egg as well as investing in your future so that you can start pulling back and not working those 60-hour work weeks.
Right.
You're making just as much money, and you're supervising other people that are doing it. And that's what's available
to you in this world. You were backing up a little bit to Paul. He's an instructor over there for you as well.
Correct. So Paul graduated from the apprenticeship program and then, you know, he saw what it did for him, and he wanted to help invest in the future and give other people that opportunity well. So, you know, he started teaching. I think Paul taught 9 or 10 years for us. And, you know, it's really impressive to see those types of individuals like Paul and, you know, TJ Bowie and Richie Price. So many of our instructors, almost every one of them, that graduated from the apprenticeship program at some point, and they're owners of companies or they're project managers, and they are teachers for us as well, because they know that the lifestyle that it afforded them, and they want to give that opportunity to others.
Right.
And, you know, they're coming back after a day's work and teaching for 3 or 4 hours on a Monday night or a Tuesday night, continuing to invest in that future so that, you know, we're building up our workforce.
Well, it seems to me that I know you instruct parents, you instruct in schools with counselors and instructors in that particular school, but somehow people will react better when somebody like Paul comes up to them and says, hey, you know, the place is great. You really need to see what's going on. We're building Mississippi. It's an amazing place. Or somebody that's involved in the program would say it to a friend and say, you really need to understand what's happening here. And somehow or other, kids are just that way. They'll listen to that more than they will their parents.
Absolutely. And that's something that we are working on and embracing as well. Is I try to do a really good job of telling our story.
Yeah.
I cannot do as good of a job as Paul telling his story,
right,
because Paul lived it.
Right.
You know, and we have so many other examples of that. We talk about, you know, our board of directors, how impressive they are, the people that sit on our board and direct the future of Build Mississippi. You've got owners of Synergy Electric like Bruce Brumfield that went through the apprenticeship program 20, 30 years ago.
Wow.
But, you know, now he owns his own company. It's one of the best commercial electrical contractors in the state. And, you know, he's invested to where not only is he sending his employees as teachers, as students in the program, but he's also boots on the ground going into the schools and, you know, will look a young man in the eyes and say, hey, when I was 18 years old, here's what I did.
Yeah.
I went to work for an electrical contractor. I went through this apprenticeship program, and now I am the owner of a company, and I take off when I want to take off. For and sure. I've got people that can help run my company in my absence if I want to take a vacation or go visit another country on the other side of the globe. You know, that lifestyle is available. We hear people always talk about, you know, Wall Street people and doctors and lawyers taking elaborate vacations and things. Well, I know a lot of contractors that do the same thing.
They can get you there. We're about to take a short break. You stick with us for a while?
Absolutely.
We're going to keep Brent Bean with us, president of Build Mississippi, and we'll talk more with him in just a moment. You're listening to The Handyman Show from the Build Mississippi studios right here at Super Talk. Be right back.
The Huntington's Disease Society of America South Region is hosting the third annual Mississippi Team Hope Walk, Saturday, May 18th at 9 a.m. at Flowood Nature Park in Flowood. Huntington's disease is fatal and genetic, described as having ALS, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's simultaneously. Join us in the fight against Huntington's disease at hdsa.org/THWMS.
One non-stop party.
Save the Hogs, Riley Cowboy.
Big and Rich, featuring Gretchen Wilson.
And you know I'm here for the party.
2024 Celebration Tour. One band, one show with Cowboy Troy and DJ Sinister. Saturday, July 6th, Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. On sale now at pearlriverresort.com.
Texting privacy policy.
Woke up this morning with a funny, funny feeling. And that feeling was an unusual feeling.
Back again, the Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My guest, Brent Bean, president of Build Mississippi. And we're just talking about what Build Mississippi is all about. It's such a great, great organization that really cares about making sure that Mississippi is equipped with the proper people to do the work that needs to get done in this state, and that is anything in construction and industrial type work that that people really need to understand. They can get there without having a college degree or without, you know, that's definitely a great way to go. Build Mississippi. Check out their website, buildmississippi.com. You'll be happy, very happy you did. You'll see things that you just like wow. But anyway, a little while ago, you had a skill competition down at the Trademart, and it was statewide. And I understand you had a pretty good showing. And some of those people actually who won at that situation are going to the national skill competition.
Absolutely. So, yeah, a couple of weeks ago, we partnered with Skills USA in the Department of Education and hosted a state competition for the construction and manufacturing students in the state of Mississippi. We had right at 200 high school and some community college students down at the Trademart for 2 days doing hands-on projects.
Right.
You know, they show up on that first day. They're given a set of blueprints and their materials over to the side, and we tell them go to work. And to watch those young people in a day and a half on what they can accomplish is really remarkable. And we always try to get people down there to see that, you know, hey, today's career and tech centers, you know, if a kid says he's taking construction, he's not just in the shop building a paddle or a birdhouse. They're really learning some intricate stuff.
Right.
And these students put on a show. They built it some some sheds with, I mean, we're talking 8x8 buildings with a roof on it, cutting out windows and door frames. We're running electrical through them, and it's really elaborate stuff. And the winners of those competitions all get to go to Atlanta the last week of June, and they'll compete at the national level against students from all over the country.
Wow.
And, you know, we're really excited about the work that we saw this year, particularly from our students. It was some really good projects completed. And that's not just me saying it. That's independent contractors that come in and project manage these competitions and judge these competitions.
Right.
And, you know, they're all saying this is some of the best projects that we've seen in the last year. So that's exciting to know that, you know, the work that we're doing, investing in these students in the future, is paying off. And a lot of that, it doesn't just come from Build Mississippi and us trying to get the word out and supporting, you know, our schools. It's coming from those high school and community college instructors, you know, that are invested in the future as well. But some of this, these kids did such a good job that we start seeing job offers go out.
Wow.
That there were contractors on site that day, like I said, running these competitions, watching these competitions, and they were so impressed with some of these students that they're chasing them down at the end of the day and talking to them, and then, you know, even more so impressed after talking to them with the personalities of these students that job offers started going out.
Sure.
So that's extremely exciting to see that. You know, these young people aren't down there just, you know, working and building things, but they're walking away with a job offer in hand that, hey, here's a career opportunity for you right now, and you haven't even graduated high school yet. It's sitting here waiting on you. And that's what we try to really convey, is you don't have to go to college to be successful.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I say that, that's not a slight on college.
Not at all.
I never want to say that. I have a 4-year degree, and it has served me well. What we try to get the point across is that's not the only route.
Right.
Okay. You know, yeah, that is the route for some people, and we want to encourage them and support them. But what we want to ensure is those students and their parents know that that's not the only way to be successful, that you don't just automatically, you got to graduate high school and then you got to go to college and you got to get your 4-year degree and you maybe even need to get your master's, and then you can start looking and figuring out, all right, where am I going to get a job and this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Right.
There's another route. And that's what we want people to understand, and we want to tell those stories of those successful individuals like a Paul and others, so many others that have gone that route, that, hey, you can be successful doing other things. And, you know, a lot of people, it's a big talk these days about the tuition cost and student loans and paying off student loans forever.
Yes.
Yeah, about 3 million people in 2021, you have that many that are in default as far as student loans go. So
Wow. You
don't want to be in that 3 million. You don't want to be ruining your credit for and waiting for somebody to hire you.
Well, that's what it'll do. It'll ruin your credit.
Or you can get to work, make some good money.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, that's what we try to show so many others, that, hey, there's young people that are graduating high school. They're going to work. They're going through our apprenticeship program. You know, they're graduating the apprenticeship program with 4 years of education under their belt.
Sure.
4 years of on-the-job training under their belt. So these individuals are working full-time, getting raises.
And Brent, I want to mention that was in 2021, 3 million. Okay, you're at 7 yeah. million now. 7 million people in a mere 3 years are now in default on their student loans. That's one in six of every. So I'm not saying you shouldn't go get a student loan and go to college, but you might want to think about the options.
And that's exactly what we're saying. We, you know, we just try to put the information out there so that people are educated on it. Like, hey, you can go this route. And if that's your calling and that's your passion is, hey, I want to be a lawyer. Hey, great. We do need lawyers.
That's right.
You know what else we need, though? We need somebody that's going to build the law office.
Sure.
And, that's going to build the road that's going to get you to
the shopping centers and all the places we go need to be built. That's correct.
We need doctors. We need nurses. And I am so thankful that we have them. We also need people that's going to build the OR. It's going to build the emergency room. It's going to ensure that there's a good bridge to cross for that ambulance to get to your house to pick you up.
Exactly.
And those people are just as important, and those people make just as good as money, too.
There's something you brought up earlier that I think is very important, is that you said at the skills competition, they're all given a set of plans to go by. And it's so important to do a project to have a plan in front of you so that you'll know what steps you need to take and how you need to go about that. Because to do it blind, even if you've done it 20 times, you'll probably miss something.
So, yeah, that's one of the major things that we do teach in the high schools,
right?
As well as, you know, it's in our community colleges and apprenticeship program as well. Heck, it's even run for, you know, continuing education classes.
Sure.
Is blueprint reading.
Oh,
you know, you've got to be able to look at a set of plans and read them and understand what's going on, and that helps you grow and evolve to get to that supervisor.
Yeah, know what all those little dots and squares and triangles and everything means.
Absolutely.
Brent, I'm about running out of time, and I'm sorry I did that. Bill, Mississippi, we're about over. We got to head to the
That's all right. Hey, I'll get back down here real quick. We'll keep talking about it.
We'll get you next time, Ed, and good to have you on board. Brent Bean from Build Mississippi at the Mississippi Studios right here in Jackson. You're listening to The Handyman Show.
Windows, so honey, don't ask, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Go get it. Maybe I'm not known for doing a lot, but I do my best work when the weather's hot. I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi, where the news comes first, with live updates from Super Talk Mississippi News and Fox News every hour. Available on the SuperTalk app and at supertalk.fm.
You believe this guy?
Who is this guy?
It's Gerard Gibbert. Weekdays, 10 till 1 on SuperTalk Mississippi.
I like this guy.
Also on the SuperTalk app and at supertalk.fm.
Hey, I'm Steve Azar, and you never know who or what you'll hear when I spend a Mississippi Minute with my friends.
Just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no hurry, that's how life goes.
Be sure to check out In a Mississippi Minute with me, Steve Azar, right here on SuperTalk Mississippi, the SuperTalk Mississippi app, and now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
This is Home Answers.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Yeah! Oh, what could be better on a happy spring morning than them singing ya, ya, da, 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 da. You should have some New England clam chowder. Buddy Slowick right here, Mississippi's handyman at the Build Mississippi Studios. And, we're going to do a music segment next. So stay tuned. Our music segments are always a little different, and today is going to be that way as well. I thought I'd start this morning by featuring an artist called David Lindley. And I don't know how many people are familiar with David Lindley. He has passed. He's no longer with us. And he died of some disease a few years ago. But a child prodigy. David is like the kind of person where any stringed instrument at all, you can just hand to him, and he can not only play it, he can just burn it up. I mean, he is excellent. I guess I became more familiar with him during a Jackson Browne concert where he played lap steel, And his version of playing lap steel, he really believes that you should play with fire and passion. And that's David said that. He really believes that, and this is the way he is. And he's a tad eccentric, but here's a man who's played with everybody, with James Taylor, with Ronstadt, with Rod Stewart, with Dolly Parton, with Ry Cooter. And that's only to mention a few. He's played with everybody. As a matter of fact, you may have heard the song Alan Jackson had on a country market not too long ago called Mercury Blues. Well, that was written by David Lindley. David Lindley really, really is a great artist. And he did a song on one of his albums called Brother John. And a good song. I think we should just, let's give a listen to Brother John and see what's going on. That's what he means by playing with passion and fire. David Lindley, amazing, amazing artist, and did some amazing things. Had a group for a long time and called El Rayo X, which put out two or three albums, and then he went solo and did a lot on his by himself as a soloist, and he played sideman for so many people on so many sessions and also in so many concerts. Great, great artist, David Lindley. All right, moving ahead, I want to play something that one of my favorite guitar players is Tommy Emmanuel. Tommy Emmanuel is an amazing, amazing guitar player. He's from Australia, and he and Molly Tuttle got together and did a collaboration, and she's been playing stringed instruments since she was a youngster. She was part of the family band, a bluegrass band, for a long time, and she sort of fits in the bluegrass vein more than anything, but does all sorts of type music. But her and Tommy Emmanuel did a song called White Freightliner Blues. And it is great. You'll get to hear both Molly playing guitar, Molly singing, and then Tommy Emmanuel playing guitar. And it's something else. White Freightliner Blues.
Going out on a highway, gonna listen to them big trucks whine.
That's just amazing, amazing stuff. The vocals are great. The instrumentals were amazing. Tommy Emmanuel can play just any type of music. He and his brother Phil played together for a long time, but his brother passed away a few years ago, and he plays a lot now solo. But so good, and so, so very, very tasteful. White Freightliner Blues. Good song, good song. I want to talk about a group that is from Vermont. As a matter of fact, they were formed at the University of Vermont in 1983, a group called Phish, P-H-I-S-H. And I know a lot of people are familiar with Phish, and they know about Trey Anastasio. He's a songwriter and a guitar player and just an excellent person to watch on stage. He knows how to play in jam bands, and does very, very well. He has a great following, not only as a solo artist and as the Trey Anastasio band, but also in Phish, which has an amazing following as well. They do a great song. This one's called Riff. Let's listen to Phish a little bit.
Approaching a rift through which I could spy several glimpses beneath. All the darkness the light from above could not reach. I spied wings of reason herself taking flight, and upon yonder precipice saw her alight and glare back at me one last look of dismay, as if she were the last one she thought I'd betray. Drawing quite close to the top of the shelf, I struggled with destiny up on the ledge, and gasped when defeated he slipped off the edge. And silence contagious in moments like these, consumed me and strengthened my will to appease the passion that sparked me one terrible night. It shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite.
There's so many groups out there that people are just not totally familiar with, and a lot of people probably know who Phish is, but then there's those who don't, and really don't get to hear some of the greatest music on earth. It is music that probably isn't heard by a whole lot of people, and I think Phish falls into that category. Well, next we're going to move on to another person who's passed away, and we miss her dearly. She did such a good job. Nicolette Larson. She had a major hit called Lot of Love not too long ago. I think Lot of Love was 1990, I don't know, might have been 99 or something like that. Her husband was Russell Kunkel, who was one of the greatest drummers, a studio drummer, and also played with Leland Sklar and David Lindley, and Nicolette Larson had done many, many great songs, as well as copies of songs. And one that she did that just stuck, I liked a lot, was called Back in My Arms. And it's a song by the Supremes originally, which we'll do a little later. You'll get to hear that. But right now, we're going to do a Nicolette Larson doing Back in My Arms again. Let's listen to Nicolette. So good. Nicolette Larson, she sang harmony on so many other records with so many people. And unless you read the album cover or the CD cover or wherever it came in, will you realize that? And nowadays, the stuff is so small printed that you can barely tell that any vocal is there, or you can barely read it. But she did a really good job on it. I want to talk a little bit about the next group, because the Supremes were just... they were just amazing. They were like the flagship group of Motown Records. And Diana Ross, of course, led the Supremes, and later she stepped into a solo career, which took off and went absolutely crazy. Not that the Supremes didn't, because the Supremes did. The Supremes, that's Florence Ballard, Mary Wilson, and Diana Ross of the Supremes. Amazing stuff, amazing stuff. Just... they did so many songs, I couldn't even list them, and really had an impact on society and really had a major change on society, plus other artists as well. So many kind of like groups came out of that scenario that wanted to be like the Supremes or practice Supremes. Just amazing, amazing sound. And they did a good job. But that's the kind of thing we look at every week, is somebody who's a little different, somebody that we don't hear a lot of on the radio. And
I was going to mention Fish with Trey Anastasio. You know, he's so talented. He stepped in and played the role of Jerry Garcia at the 50-year reunion, and I was there in Chicago, and he did an amazing job.
So you were there?
I was there.
Whoa.
All three of them, man. It was a blast. But I want to say, I mean, yeah, there, so many... great musician, so talented. All of these were just blow you away.
Yeah, because there's so much in the music world of people who will blow you away that people don't even know about. And so many of these people are just amazing, amazing. And to see Trey live is like, that's a good time. But we're going to head out with the Supremes. Back in My Arms again, the Supremes.
Bye. child of a parent with Huntington's disease has a 50-50 chance of inheriting the Huntington's disease, which is described as having ALS, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's simultaneously. Join us in the fight against Huntington's disease at the third annual Mississippi Team Hope Walk, Saturday, May 18th at 9 a.m. at Flowood Nature Park in Flowood. To learn more, visit hdsa.org/THWMS.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
When you get Nacho Bolte, Bulba's the strain has seen it manned over. When Ruby falls and turns to stone, for the strings play all alone. The voice of Cherise from the face on the man.
That's really not an extension of our music segment, even though it should be. Great, great song. All right, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. And we're going to continue with handyman stuff in just a minute. Let's see what Lance has to say.
Well, first and foremost, we had a call that was very patient, but yet kind of got put on hold through those segments you had with the Brent Bean segments and music. But Andrew from Vicksburg, he has got a brick home.
Uh-huh.
He's wanting to install a new window, and he wants an explanation of that from start to the finish. So, and again, hasn't ordered the window yet and hasn't pulled the new one out yet, if I got all that correct.
Okay, what was his name again?
Andrew from Vicksburg.
Okay, Andrew, first thing, is the window that is existing in the wall, is it aluminum? And I'm going to assume that it is, because in order to change windows, that's probably what you want, is to put a better window in there than what's in there. That's an assumption on my part. But the best way to take an aluminum window out is really you basically have to take the sash out. Well, the top sash is kind of fixed, but at that point, when the bottom sash comes out, because it's what's called a single hung, which means just the bottom sash moves, the top sash is fixed in place. So what you need to do is basically you'd cut the jam right in half. The side of the aluminum, you'd slice right through it with a jigsaw or any kind of metal cutting tool. And then you'd really destroy an aluminum window taking out of that type of opening, because what you're doing is you're removing it from the flange that actually has it nailed to the wall, which is behind the brick. But once you get that out, then what you've got is the rough opening that the original window sat in and the brick. Now, the way you'd measure for this window is you'd measure your brick-to-brick opening. And that's the size you need in order to get the correct window. And the best window to put in there, if you're replacing aluminum windows, is a vinyl window. It's the best dollar value you'll get a hold of. If you can use low-E glass because it's not near any other window, do so. If maybe it's going to be right next to other windows that have clear glass in them, maybe stay away from low-E and go clear insulated glass. But I really you'll save money by going low-E. It's more energy efficient. And the only reason I wouldn't use it with other glass is because it has slight tint to it. That's basically, once you order it, and I do this a lot, the things you need to know in ordering is your glass layout. Is it 1/1, which means the top glass is one piece and the bottom glass is one piece? Is it 6/6 with interior grills? Or there are all sorts of grills available for it to make it. Is it 2/2? Horizontal or vertical. There's many different ways to do that. But once you get the new window and you get the old window out, the new window should fit in there pretty well. And you order one without flanges. You don't, they take the flanges and remove them. And when it comes to the job, you actually screw it in from the side. You may need some shims to go between the window and the rough opening because there's going to be a little bit of space for movement, maybe about a quarter to a half inch on each side. You'd put a shims in there, and not to bend the window in, but to actually support the window properly. And then you'd screw into those. And I think a new window being put in should at least have four screws, long screws, put in, where these screws not only go through the window frame, but also through the shim and into the studs of the building or the rough opening of the building. Basically, it's... at that point, it's really not that difficult of a job to do, but you must keep in mind that taking the aluminum window out of a, particularly a bricked house, there's just no saving the window to be used somewhere else. It's going to be a something you'll throw away, believe me, and you'll be happy you did. But the best bang for the buck is the vinyl window. Now, if you're doing a wooden window, things change a little bit. Basically, you need to take it out and put in a new one, but getting the size of the new one is very, very important. What you need to do, if that's a wooden window, is you need to get what's called the rough opening. That's the opening that the window would fit in. And rough, once you have the rough opening, then you may order a window to fit in there properly. And wood windows today are not like the wood windows of yesteryear. They're, most of them are decay-proof material. The wood is not going to decay on that, and a lot of them are just that much better and do that much better of a job. So a wood window is really not a bad way to go. They're expensive, though. They cost an awful lot of money to get a wood window with low-E glass and argon gas and all the things in it that are necessary and get a screen with it. By the time you get done, you're talking about a pretty good bit of money depending on which window brand you choose and which way you go. But this isn't a time to think about saving money and saving $100 on a window. Get a better window. Get the best one that you can afford to get, and it will do you right. And I hope that I've answered some of your questions, Andrew, and that removing this window and putting in a new one isn't that big of a deal for you, because it really shouldn't be. It's the hardest thing and the most dangerous thing is taking out the old one. That's where you really have the opportunity of hurting yourself or getting injured on the job. Any kind of destruction or any kind of taking things apart can really damage yourself. So you have to do it kind of carefully. And know that once you've done that, you really don't want to mess with the interior trim if you can help it. And you don't want to mess with any of that. The new window should fit right in there and slide up to where the old window was and actually look like it belongs there, because it does. I'll be doing this at my house in probably a few months. I've got the window already, but what I'm going to do at my house is replace a 3-foot door, a 3-foot steel door, with a 3-foot window with low E glass. That'll really service me a whole lot better and look really good in my home. So that's something I'll be doing myself. But a lot of jobs I've gotten in play right now that are doing just exactly that. Removing windows from aluminum houses. Removing aluminum windows from brick houses. And there's an awful lot to that. But once you've done it once, and then you're ready to go.
Well, we had another question or a comment when we were backing up to the pumice stones.
Yes.
It says, I have a cleaning business, and we use pumice sticks a lot. It does wonders for toilets where there is iron in the water. And I can vouch for that in the Delta, where we had, for 40 years. And we finally got city water.
Yeah.
They put in pipes out there. But, man, it not only was the smell very eggy, but, you know, it left a red tint on everything.
And, wow.
And you couldn't scrub the plastic style, shower inserts, but you can take it to your toilet and it'll right. clean them up. But that's the only thing I ever found that would get that hard ring of iron off of there.
And if everybody had one, their life would be so much better, because their commode would be clean all the time. Mm-hmm. If they used it. A pumice stick is a great, great thing, and I appreciate that man endorsing it as much as what was his name?
Didn't have a name on that one.
Okay, well.
Recall. Have a clip, but it's the 662. So all right. Thank you for the input on that.
Really, good statement, and we appreciate it. Puma sticks are just wonderful, and they can help you so many different ways in so many different areas.
Well, we also had from the 662 a question, and I responded to this because I've done it a good bit, but I wanted your input as well. But the question was, what is the best way to clean the black mildew-looking stuff off cedar posts and boards in preparation for sealing and staining it? And what I've always done is a very light Clorox water solution. Make sure that you wet down the cedar, put that on, let it sit for a minute, hose it off with a hose. Make sure I've cleaned it off a couple good times. Let it dry as long as there's no more of the black mildew on there. And the fence is dry, then I would apply my stain or sealer, and I do that about twice a year, and my cedar fence looks brand new. So
yeah, and it will stay that way, and that's a very good way to clean it. A pressure washer is probably going to be too strong, particularly when you're talking about a cedar fence.
I just use the garden's hose.
Pump-up sprayer works.
I use a pump-up sprayer to apply it, and then I use just the spray setting on a hose to get it off, and then I let that dry. Obviously, make sure it's good and dry before you put your stain or sealer on it. But man, I mean, they'll make it look brand new.
Well, most of those stains include a water seal in them when you're doing a semi-transparent stain on like a cedar fence, or particularly if you're doing a solid color, and it is important to get rid of the mildew and mold first, not just the look of it, but also the spores, because you cannot see mildew spores. They're going to be in the wood. But any solution of bleach will just eat them alive, and they'll be gone. And then, as Lance said, let it dry, absolutely. Once it's totally dry, then you may restain it, and whether you're going to roll it or brush it.
I've used the that Husqvarna cheap, $20-$25 hand pump sprayer that I bought 4 or 5 years ago. And I'm like, it's a Husqvarna. That actually lasted. So if you see that brand out there, I think I got it at an Ace or something like that. But I put it in there. I just poured directly in. I've used the Thompson's brand a good bit. The kind of golden doesn't really have much of a color once it goes on.
Right.
But that stuff, with the right head, it sprays on beautifully, and nothing to it but to do it, basically. Get out there and clean it up real good.
Real good.
The prep is the huge piece, making sure you've prepped.
In any project.
Yeah, that's going to be the tedious part of that.
In any project.
Applying the seal and the stain is nothing to that.
I got to back you up a little bit. You said Husqvarna, kind of okay.
No, I meant it's a pump sprayer, Husqvarna. I know how good their brand
is. Husqvarna
is that's like putting a BMW label on a pump sprayer. I'm like, there's no way it's going to be any better. It was the same price as all the other ones.
This has been the
best one I've ever had.
I have a Husqvarna lawnmower, and I've had it for a number of years. And before that, I was always changing lawnmowers about every 3 years. Not anymore. That Husqvarna just goes forever, and it's a great, great machine. Great, great product. And
I've enjoyed it. Yeah, and I had friends that had the BMW motorcycles back in the old days, and that's the only thing that they would buy was Husqvarna products as well.
So, sure.
I mean, it was funny how I learned of that brand from seeing them buy one chainsaw, one thing back in the, and that was it. There wasn't buying another one.
It will do the trick. Good stuff. It really is good stuff. But that's a good way to clean a cedar fence, and then staining it once a year really does make it looking brand new all the time. Because after a year or two, if a cedar fence is left untouched, it's going to turn gray.
And
if there's mildew and mold on it, that's going to stay and actually fester and get bigger. So, it's a good idea to clean your fence and to go ahead and stain it once
a year. I'm a big proponent. I love adding the top caps to your fence, instead of the dog ear by itself.
Yeah.
Now, and again, there's nothing wrong with that, but it gives you a good place to put stuff. You can put decor, your cat, which loves it. So, finishing it off with the two by sixes and then the cap of it, the 2x6. It looks so good.
It does look good.
It just makes them last so much longer, too. You won't get a lot of the warping and those things. So that's just my 2 cents on if you're going to do the defense and you're going, hey, I got to put up a new one, look at capping that top. I think over the long run, you'll be much happier with the results.
Yeah, there are different ways to build a 6-foot cedar privacy fence, and that is the better way to put a cap on top.
And you can build the you can build the actual fencing and then pop it in if you have two people.
Correct.
Or you can build it piece by piece if it's one person. I love building fences. I mean, it depends on if it's just you or if it's somebody helping you, how you want to go about that job. Because the hardest part, though, is getting the old fence off if you're one-person job. I mean, you're hoping it's rotted and it's easy to pull apart and it's not heavy.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise. You still got a couple good units in there. But, yeah, that's the roughest part is getting the old stuff off.
I put a lot of fences up like that before, and the last fence I finally, for the first time, got to use a power nailer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I did on this path. Oh, it's so much easier. Okay, now I've got my line set. I'm good.
It makes life like worth it.
Oh, I wouldn't do it any other way.
It's
now,
like,
yeah.
Now I'm going, wow, things have changed since I put a fence up last.
Boy, it was so much. I enjoyed every bit of it.
Yeah, I did too.
With a pneumatic nailer, the other way.
You can make some time, man. You can really get some stuff done, too. I like it.
I did it all by myself, and a pretty good sized fence in, you know, 3 or 4 days doing it all by myself.
But
and
still,
kind of taking my time, and it was 100 degrees, and so I loved it.
I think it's important also that you use 6x6 posts in certain areas, particularly around gates, rather than 4x4 posts. Very, very important. All right, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. Don't go away.
I was over having dinner way to New Raleigh. I was over having dinner on my way to New Raleigh. Let them have a dinner where they told me they were not my gasoline.
When you listen to Super Talk, you hear our team working for you.
Great information.
Drilling down and getting to the core of the issues that impact you.
They give you like the information you need to know.
Super Talk Mississippi.
Open Season Properties has a team approach philosophy that ensures your needs are of the highest priority, whether it's rural land sales, residential, or commercial properties. Go to OpenSeasonProperties.com to learn more.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little amp. With a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon. And sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy to, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like.
Okay, Lance, you got to tell me who that is because I don't know.
Zappa.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Classic one there. I love
that. That's just amazing.
I figured that should be our out song on every week.
It's so straight ahead.
I remember to do it. That's your out song.
Man, I like
stayed
it a
up
lot.
All night long. We bend the string like.
A little bit more about music while it came into my mind, I just have to get it out. David Lindley, going back to him. David Lindley loved getting like old, used, cheap instruments like silver tone guitars and stuff that you know, a couple $100 guitar, a couple $100 mandolin, nothing really, no Martin guitars or nothing high-end. He liked playing older, just cheapo instruments because they made it sound unique to what music is really all about. All right, that's music for today.
He's fascinating. You turned me on to him. And, you know, I didn't recognize the young picture of him.
Yeah.
But right. As I read a little more and went to, like, Wiki and looked at, you know, started some of the bigger headlines, I was like, I know who this guy is.
Yeah, there you go.
As he got older, you know, he had some amazing sideburns.
Yes,
he did. I love those.
Yes, he did.
But, yeah, this guy was cool.
I mean, like I said, a tad eccentric.
Yeah, I love anybody that'll buy, like, an old junk guitar and make it sound music-y and make it sound great.
He loves that.
Yeah,
that's what he loved doing that.
It's like Super Chicken making guitars out of cigar boxes, and he plays them, and they sound cool.
Yeah.
What's
her name? Samantha Fish does that too. A cigar box guitar and plays slide on it, like amazing.
Well, and that's that, you know, creativity you love to see. It carries over to what you do and what you do at home and your yard and fixing projects. And don't ever hesitate to try something a little crazy, a little something unique.
You'd be happy you did.
Yeah, take a picture of it, send it in. Let us know what project you got going on.
Send us a picture. We got to see it. Hey, all right. Let me tell you a little about Rebel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores in the sound of my voice, Revel Ace Hardware. We were talking a little bit earlier about equipment. They have power equipment next to none, including, you know, Lance, every time I go to say Harvest, say it.
What was that? Husqvarna?
Thank you.
Husqvarna.
Somehow or other, that's a word that doesn't work with me.
Right.
But it's equipment that I love. Mm-hmm. But they have that. They have all of the power equipment you'll ever need. If you name it, they have it. And it's good quality stuff. Everything they have is good quality stuff. They have a power equipment center right in Pearl, next to their main hardware store. But they have hardware stores all over central Mississippi. They really, really just really care about customer service so very much. And quality products. And you won't spend any more going to Revel Ace and getting that wonderful service and that personal care. You won't spend any more than going to a big box center where you can spend days trying to find out what you want to find, whereas somebody there will help you all the time. Revel Ace Hardware, great, great hardware store. I do recommend that if you're going to buy some hardware at all, ever, whether it be plumbing supplies, electrical supplies, staining, cleaning, even gardening, Revel Ace has it. Go see them. They're open on Saturdays. They're open 6 days a week. And some of their stores are open late today. Great store. You'll be happy you went to Revel Ace. Somehow, I didn't end up at Revel Ace this week. And I usually go there every week.
You were out of town. That's why.
Yeah, I was out of town. Yeah, I didn't even go to an Ace Hardware store down in Florida. I didn't even see one.
But, well, the Revel side of that, it makes a big difference. And I'm not saying that Ace isn't a great store, but what Rooks does over there is second to none.
The Rooks do amazing things with their stores, and they always have. The Sons have really taken over and made it just a real incredibly strong business, a very good business.
Well, and you know, it's that mindset of small business, too.
Yeah.
It's a big business, but each location is run like your community,
like
where they know what you need. You come in and ask. They've got answers. If they don't know, they're going to help you figure it out.
And they're so involved in the community that their particular that particular store is in that they actually donate to all sorts of things in that community just to make a presence in their community known and let them know that they support the community. Revel Ace, good store. Good store. Go see them. Be happy you did. You'd be very happy you did. All right. Brent Bean and I were talking a little earlier about Build Mississippi and the skills competition. And we were talking a little bit about plans and how important are plans. Any project you're going to do, I don't care what it is, you need to make a plan as to how you're going to go about doing it. And it's good to write that plan down. Particularly if you're going to build something, you should write down a cut sheet, how things need to be cut, and it needs to be double-checked, well, maybe triple-checked even. Just make sure that it is exactly as you want it to go. Because in doing the project somewhere or other, something's going to appear that maybe you didn't plan on. But You have to have a mindset where you're going to solve that situation, get past it, and continue with your plan. And without the plan, that may actually stumble you from doing the project. So plans, I can't express how important plans are. They really are important. That's what makes our houses stronger today, because we know that they're built by a set of plans that are read by I don't care, people who are constructing houses and or adding the things that every house needs, like heating and air and all of the electrical products and all the plumbing products that are necessary. All of that is prescribed and drawn out by an engineer who understands the codes, the laws, and understands what's necessary in that type project. Well, that's kind of the way we need to draw plans. It's not a bad idea to learn to use a scale and actually draw a set of plans. It helps a good – it'll make a whole lot better. It makes things a whole lot better. All right. House projects. It's so easy to let them build up and not take care of house projects the way we should. We should be aware of the fact that something needs doing and do it. Don't let it sit there until all of a sudden two things need doing or three things need doing. And before you know it, it's got to be so much that's away from you. So as a problem occurs, deal with it, take care of it, and address it as best you can, even if it means calling a pro in to take care of business and get things done. And sometimes calling a pro in is the best way to go. It really is, because sometimes we don't have the tools, we don't have the time, we don't have the energy or the expertise to do the project right. One of those projects that I would say you'd always need to call a pro in is if you're going to epoxy your garage floor. I don't think it is a do-it-yourself project. I think it's a pro needs to do that, and they need to come in with the proper equipment and do it the way that is prescribed to do. Whereas a lot of people just think that I had one person come in one time and said, well, all I really need to do is just kind of pressure wash it really, really good and then just paint it, right? No, that won't work. Sure, it's going to look good when you get done. That's the end of it looking good. From then on there, it's going downhill.
Yeah, there can be a scratch pretty quick. Start peeling pretty quick.
But, pros really know what they're doing. Hey, thank you for listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk. My name is Buddy Sloak at the Build Mississippi Studios. We do it each and every Saturday to tell your friends the handyman's on Super Talk from 10 to 12 every Saturday. And I've been doing it for years and we'll continue to do so. Talk to you next week. Have a great week.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
This is professional ball player and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. Critical moments demand experience. Whether you're on the field, in the car, or at home, you need the right people supporting you. Farm Bureau's exceptional team is dedicated to superior customer service and competitive rates, and they've got your back. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance, or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every weekday afternoon at 5 o'clock for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, America likes its choices, and your Mid-South Ford dealer is the place to start. Choose from a variety of vehicles and powertrains, like the gas-powered Ford Bronco, the hybrid Ford F-150, or the all-electric Ford Mustang Mach-E. For power capability and impressive selection to choose from, stop by your local Mississippi Ford dealer. And don't miss the College Football Fix.
Experience the benefits of 3M window tinting firsthand with MGT Films. Both residential and business customers enjoy daytime privacy, reduced heat, glare, and harmful UV rays, all leading to increased comfort and energy efficiency. Protect your furniture and interior decor from fading with the high-quality 3M window films installed by local experts, MGT Films, ensuring superior performance and durability. Transform your space with the area's only 3M dealer, MGT Films. Call 601-707-5596 today to schedule your consultation.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.